Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you back on board with me, and welcome to another episode of Into the Future. Yes, indeed, it is time for us to take another look at Into the Future, but it is also time for us to continue with This Week in Song. That's right. This Week in Song. Now, let me tell you what I'm going to do today. I am going to feature two songs today simply because I didn't feature our second song this past Tuesday. You know, I was hosting Mr. Mark Pilkington, retail expert extraordinaire, and I decided that it probably would be better if I held off on This Week in Song that particular day, just so that we could continue the flow of retail while I was talking with him. And so today, in order to make up for that, and of course, you know that yesterday we rebroadcast 1 hour of Sunday's programming, which had to do with communicating with God, for those of you who are with us. And so to make up for that, I don't want us to have just two songs for the entire week that we'll be featuring for This Week in Song. And so we took care of one song Monday. Today, I'll feature two songs. And I'm going to start with this one. I know a lot of you recognize it. Go ahead and tell me quick what the name of the show is that this song goes to. Pretty serious, isn't it? Now, my guess is, as you listen to this, you might be thinking, whoa, hold up now. This doesn't sound like a song in any game show that I've ever heard. Listen to it now. All right, I'm going to let you think about that for a little while. Yes, I'm going to let you think about it. Let that just kind of turn over in your minds, turn over in your brains a bit as you go back into your memory bank and think, okay, now what game shows have I watched in the last year and a half? Start there and then start narrowing it down. Which ones do I think may have fit that song? Yeah, so Just let you work with that for a minute. But I will give you some information about it. This particular game show was started by Merv Griffin. Yes, how many of you remember the great Merv Griffin? He had his shows going, and I'm telling you now. Very, very interesting shows. Well, he got out of the spotlight, continue to do some things behind the scenes, some major things behind the scene, including having started this game show. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he hosted it from 1989 to 1992. Yeah. Is it coming back to you now? Okay. Let me give you one more clue. One more clue for now. Daytime series, because this show comes on at night now. Let me say that. It does come on in the evening. But it started out as a daytime game show. And when it started out, it was initially seen on NBC. Then it switched over to CBS, and then back to NBC. Can you name it now? Can you tell me which show it is now? Still not really coming to you. All right, have no sweat. We're going to get you there. We are going to get you there. Have no sweat. Have no fear. We'll get you there. All right, in the meantime, what is medical news today going to help us look into as we take our look into the future? Well, we're going to focus on the future of health. And I say the future, you know, people are innovative. And even when it comes to healthcare, people can come up with different ways of doing different things. So there was a conference held, a healthcare conference held recently, where people were presenting technology, new and old, that's destined to push healthcare forward. So this is what they came up with. This is some of what they came up with. Dementia. We know that people are really just having a tough time with dementia. The individuals who actually suffer dementia themselves, but also their loved ones who watch them just go down mentally and physically. Their mental functioning, their physical functioning really just go down. And their loved ones and others who know them, not necessarily family members though, have a difficult time adjusting. It's hard to see, it's hard to watch, it's hard to listen to. There may be hope though. There may be hope. The hope is this, that dementia will be able to be detected earlier. Today, Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common form of dementia, is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. Did you know that? Did you know that Alzheimer's disease is not only traumatizing, but it is also one of the leading causes of death in the U.S.? As the population's average age slowly rises, the number of deaths due to dementia are likely to also rise. Despite this, though, catching dementia early remains challenging. Oxford Brain Diagnostics believe that their technology can catch the condition years before any symptoms become apparent. Their secret lies in cortical disarray measurement, CDM, cortical disarray measurement. In short, it's a technique that enables scientists to gather an extra level of detail from existing MRI scans. This allows them to detect changes in the microanatomy of the brain. By the way, that's where this dementia is taking place. It's in the brain. It's not all in the mind. It is in the brain. In other words, dementia is not about, you know, older people just copying an attitude and changing the way they respond to life. And it's all about attitude. You think about how we've heard tales of older people having left home and were missing for days. And come to find out, they may have gone driving somewhere. They may have gone walking somewhere. Deliberately left home. And not for, you know, any contrary reasons. Maybe they were going to the store. Maybe they were going for a walk. Whether that walk was to visit a friend or get some exercise outdoors. They left home and could not figure out how to get back home. They could not remember the way back. That's not attitude. That's the brain malfunctioning. Well, Dr. Stephen Chance, who's the CEO of Oxford Brain Diagnostics, said that his company extracts information using that CDM that I was telling you about, the cortical disarray measurement. They extract information about the microscopic structure of the brain's gray matter by applying a unique analysis to a standard form of MRI scan. And I want you to really hear what they're saying. They're not doing anything extra to or with the brain itself. They're actually doing something extra to the MRI scans that have been used to take pictures of the brain. And the method reveals the damage to the cerebral cortex, even in the early stages of disease, because it's sensitive to disruption at the cellular scale. Alongside the obvious benefits of spotting the signs of dementia earlier, the technology might also assist the pharmaceutical industry. Researchers could possibly quantify how experimental drugs affect the microstructure of the brain. And again, remember, that's where it's taking place. In the brain. All right. Is it coming to you now? I know you're just saying, where have I heard that? Of course, you're hearing a little bit more of it today than you've heard before, but it's going to come to you. I guarantee you. All right. Another forward look, future look of healthcare. And this is focusing on blockchain for health. And one of the things, of course, is that at least theoretically, healthcare has always been about the patient. Now, how many of you would say, well, I beg to differ. I think that the healthcare, some of you are saying, I think the healthcare really has been about the doctors. They want to make their discoveries or they want to do their practice, and maybe they just weren't willing to listen to the patients as the patients were trying to tell them a little bit about what was going on, or family members were trying to tell them a little bit about what was going on. And so you may have a point there if you say, well, it hadn't always been all about the patient. In recent years, there has been an increasing push to involve the patient more deeply. I know, for example, at the Medical College of Georgia, noted for really being the trailblazer when it comes to patient and family-centered care, there has truly been a push to involve the patient more deeply. And of course, other hospitals are following suit. It's the way to go. Particularly, there's been discussion around how doctors store our data, though, who keeps them, and how the data or information is shared. Medical chain wants to change how people access their medical records. So this is a little different from what was put into motion by the Medical College of Georgia, where they were emphasizing the importance of allowing patients and their family members to give more input into what may have been going on with the patient and what steps may need to be taken to help resolve the issue, allowing them to have more input. This focus has to do with the data that pertains to the patient and accessing it, how doctors store the information, who keeps the information, and how the information is shared. Medical chain wants to change how people access their own medical records, and by using secure blockchain technology, most famous for its use in cryptocurrency, they've designed a way that patients can view and, when necessary, share their data with clinicians. Medical chain have outlined their product in a white paper, and basically, this is what happens. Medical chain enables a user to give healthcare professionals access to their personal health data. Medical chain then records interactions with these data in an auditable, transparent, and secure way on Medical Chain's distributed ledger. This technology, the company believes, would empower the patient, and as online consultations become more popular, the technology would help overcome some of the inherent privacy and security issues. The company is hoping that their services will be open to the public at large fairly soon. What do you think about it, though? Do you have concerns about privacy and security? A lot of hacking going on. Think we can keep the information secure enough?